Welcome to the Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi's Daf Lamed Hey in the Oiz Vahadur edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. Starting Lamed Aladam with Bey, six lines from the bottom. In the previous Daf, the Gemara brought up question, a contradiction between our Mishnah and Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia said that fruits that have only one goyrin, they're being harvested only once, only one period during the year. The Maaser is not based on Chanoto and when they bud. The Maaser is based on Lekito when you harvest the tree. And the problem is that our Mishnah said the Bnei Shuach, the white figs, that start growing at Shemitah and they were harvested 2 years after Shemitah, have a Kedusha Shemitah. So you see, not going based on the time they're harvested. You see, they're going based on the time they start growing, which was Shemitah. So the Gemara now is going to come and try to answer Rav Nechemiah by saying different versions of what Rav Nechemiah said. So the Gemara starts with the following. Taman Amin, there they said, even Shecholot Kodim Rosh Hashanah Shel Oilom Mis'asel Shodar. The Chanot doesn't go based on Tu Bishvat, like we said in the previous daf, but it goes based on Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Tishrei. So if a bud before Rosh Hashanah, it goes with Ma'aser a previous year. La'achar Rosh Hashanah Shel Oilom Mis'asel Abo. If it's after Rosh Hashanah of a regular year, then the Ma'aser goes the next year. Meaning, what is the Gemara saying? Rabbi Nechemia never said that you go based on Lekito, based on the harvest. You don't go based on the harvest. You go based on Chanato, when it buds. But Rabbi Nechemia argues is you don't go based on Tu Bishvat, you go based on Rosh Hashanah. So in a regular year where the fruits are growing through the winter, they all will go based on the next year, because they all became Chanato after Rosh Hashanah, after Aleph Tishrei. And that's why he says that the carob trees, they go based on the next year, if it grew a little bit before Tu Bishvat, a little bit after Tu Bishvat, because they both were after Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, "Asi Avudu Bar Palyo Komei Rav Yoino." So he asks Avudu Bar Palyo, "Hari Cheruvin Arim Choytim Kodim Rosh Hashanah Shel Oilom V'Mis Aslabo." Says many times carob trees they do have Chanoto, they do bud even before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Chaim gave me a rule: you always go based on the next year. But many times they start budding before Rosh Hashanah, I mean before Aleph Tishrei, and Rabbi Chaim still gave me the rule that you go based on the next year. Answers the Gemara in the Flamed Hamud Aleph, V'lo Shmiya Domar Abchinen Obar Popo, Charim Shilshulon Hu Chanotot. He didn't hear what Charim Popo said, that the Chanot, the budding of Charim, of Carob, is not like a regular tree when it just starts to bud, only when it becomes, Shilshul comes like a chain, like a cluster, that's when you have Chanotot. So yeah, you're right. Some Carobs start growing before Shoshana, but that's not considered to be Chanotot until you have what's called Shilshul, and that usually comes after Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Nechemia still works. He said you go based on the second year, not because you go based on Lekita, you go because you go based on Chanato, but he goes based on the date of Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. Says the Gemara, another explanation in Rav Nechemia. Omer Rav Yosi Yivi Shlish Koyim Rosh Hashanah Shel Oilom Mis'asel Shodar. Lachar Shel Oilom Mis'asel Abo. Says you don't go based on Chanato, you go based on a third. Another way to explain Rav Nechemia, you go based Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. You're not going based on Chanato, based on the time when it buds, but you go based on Shlish, when it comes to the age of a third of the fruit. And that answers the previous question. Yes, there are carob trees that have Chanato before Rosh Hashanah, but to get to a third is always coming after Rosh Hashanah. And so Rav Nechemia says, you always go based on the second year, because that's the year that all the carob fruits got to Shlish, to a third of their growth. Hey, see, Rav Zeir asks, "Come here, Yisro. Pamim shashonos maafilos, ve'tmori matilos soy lachar shashonos shoylom, v'misasros l'shavah." So he asks the question. Sometimes the years are late, and the dates have the say. I have to get that the time, the period when they're a third of their growth, which is hatola soyer, when they get some bitterness. And still, the minig is that you do it. Ma'aser goes based on the shavar, based on the time of Chanoto, based on the time of budding, even though the shlish came after Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rav Nechemia, if the rule is whatever grows after Rosh Hashanah, whatever gets to a third after Rosh Hashanah, you count the base of the next year, that should apply also to the dates. Omar Rav Zeir says, "Lo min daita Rav Yosef Omar Hadom Yosef." Rav Yosef did not say his words based on his own das, because that's how he wants to, that's how he holds. Only because of the questions that we have to Rabbi Lakish. In other words, you're right, the minig olam by date doesn't really work. But he wanted to say maybe the way Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish will learn the sugya, they will understand different than what minig olam is regarding the dates. Continues the Gemara with the third way. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acho b'shem Shmuel ba'abo, he said the following. He vishlish koidim chamishosu b'shvat mitasa l'shovar. La'acha chamishosu b'shvat mitasa l'abo. Says you go based on the third, like we said before. But you don't go based on Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Tishrei. You go based on Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat. So this answers most of the questions we have in the sugya. We have a question we had in Rav Nechemio that says that Nechemio is going based on Lakito, not like our Mishto. It's not true. He doesn't go based on Lakito. He goes based on the third. And therefore the fruits that grew in Shemitah, third of them came in the first year. That's why B'nai Shuach goes in the third year still as Kedusha Shemitah. And the mini goyim regarding dates is also not kasha, because even though there are dates that grew after Rosh Hashanah, but the cutoff date is not Rosh Hashanah, it's Tu B'Shvat. As Rav Chaim points out, the one thing that stays kasha is what Rabbi Yudin said in the end of Amud Beis, is that you have the Chanato of Caribs come sometimes very early, even a little before Rosh Hashanah. And even though maybe the Shilshu comes after, but it doesn't seem like the third comes so late. And if so, according to Rabbi Yudin, why by Caribs you go based on the second year and based on the first year? That stays as a question, even according to this pshat. Says the Gemara, Ma'abi Zeir of Yois. This pshat makes sense, that we keep Tu B'Shvat as the Rosh Hashanah. Why does this pshat make sense? Hare Esroig, the fruit of Esroig, in some ways it's similar to a vegetable, in some ways it's similar to a fruit. Regarding the time of Ma'aser, it's similar to a vegetable. You don't go based on Chanato. You took away Chanato. You go based on the Kito. But you kept the Rosh Hashanah as Tu B'Shvat. I mean, you always try to keep the Rosh Hashanah the same date. V'kan, we're using the Gersa of Rav Chaim. V'kan, Chanato. So here you go based on Chanato. You don't go based on the Kito. You don't go based on the time of the harvest of the fruit. You go based on the earlier date. Says Rav Chaim, even though here we said the third, not Chanato, but that's similar for fruits. So you go based on an earlier date. It makes sense that Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat. So to summarize what we are right now is that there's four explanations in Rav Nechemio. The original explanation that we learned in the previous daf is that when the student Rav Nechemio does not go based on Chanato, goes based on Lekito, and the cutoff date is Tu B'Shvat. Then the second explanation is that Rav Nechemio goes based on Chanato, but it doesn't go based on Tu B'Shvat, it goes based on Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Tishrei. The third explanation is he goes based on Shlish, not based on Chanato, and he still goes with Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Tishrei. And the fourth explanation is, you go based on Shlish, but based on Tu B'Shvat. And this fourth explanation really answers most of the questions that we have over here. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Rabboin Barachiyo Bo Kamer Zehiro. He asked the question, Me'ato, Shlish HaRishon Shova, Shlish HaSheni Labo. If you go based on third, so the first third of the fruit should go based on the previous year. The second third of the fruit should go based on the next year. The first third is very hard, it takes a long time to come. Once it comes, then the fruit grows and ends the growth very, very quickly. Zir is like he's as if he's a sharecropper, an expert sharecropper, the way he explained the nature of the fruits. Shmuel came to explain a little bit more. Shitim yoimim, shito aliyah. It takes 60 days for 6 leaves to grow. Shita yoyim, 6 days, shitin aliyah, 60 leaves to grow. Meaning the first third, it takes much longer than the next two thirds. Time shum galil loimer, moitzos alim, ve'adapagim, chamishim yoyim. From the time the leaves grow until it buds, it takes 50 days. Minapagim, ve'adashitim, anoiv lois, chamishim yoyim. From the time of the budding until you get to the third, it's another 50 days. Then to get to the last two thirds, after the first third, that's another 50 days. Rabbi argues it's not 50 days between each stage, but 40 days between each stage is 120 total, not 150. Says the Gemara based on Rabbanon, he took a date, doesn't know when exactly did it bud. He counts 100 days backwards. If 100 days before was before Tu B'Shvat, so you know it belongs to the previous year. Because once you take a ripe date, so you know 50 days it took till it got to a third, and another 50 days till it got to Chanato according to Rabbanon. So 100 days before, that's the day of Chanato, the day of budding, that is Kriveya for Meiser. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Rabbi Yehuda said, the parsois, these Persian figs, it takes 2 years for them to grow. And Rabbanan argued. So says the Gemara, Amru loy, they told Rabbi Yehuda, very imcha b'tveria, go check your trees in your city in Tveria. It takes 1 year for them to grow. Amru lehem, say, answer to them, ve'imorchim b'tziporim, go check the trees by you in Tziporim. Ve'imorchim b'tziporim, it takes 2 years to grow. Meaning, as Reb Chaim explains, many of the trees take 1 year and many of the trees take 2 years. The question is, what is the majority? What is the main thing for these fruits that you look at it as 2 years or 1 year? That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Lamed Hei.